Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you know what your perfect body weight is? You know, you keep hearing things about body mass index. You hear about, oh, you should lose 10 pounds, or you're obese, or you're not, but you don't really feel that. Do you even know how to find your perfect weight? And if you do, how do you get there? Is it just exercise? Is it just diet? Is it the combination of both? Well, we're going to hear about that today. My guest is Brian Housley. He's the fitness director at Duke Diet and Fitness Center. Welcome to the show, Brian. Let's talk about perfect weight. How do we know what is our ideal body weight for our size?
I think most people are probably going to get information through their physician or looking at something online where BMI is generally the guidelines. BMI is body mass index, and it's just a ratio of your height and weight. So it's a really general way to kind of set goals for what your body weight should be, but they tend to be a little bit on the lower side for most people. So if people can manage to get a measurement for their body composition, that's an extra piece of information that will be probably a little bit more relevant for.
So like their body fat percentage, you know, because right. One thing I've always kind of felt, Brian, is that the person's weight in pounds and their height in inches, which would be how you configure body mass. You do your pounds and times 700 and you divide it by your inches. It's kind of a confusing little formula, but me, I'm 4'10" and I have more muscle mass than, but yet I'm, you know, 125. Okay, I said it on the air, but I have a lot of muscle. So I would be actually considered kind of on the higher end, but I'm not.
Yeah,
I still wear a size 4.
The scales, the BMI scales, are very much a guideline through the insurance companies, and the physicians will use them because they're the easiest, most like quick, accessible way to to measure someone's healthy body weight. But as you were saying, for many people, it depends on the type of activities that they did when they were younger or in their kind of formative teenage. If they were more active or participated in sports or were just a generally more active individual, then they're going to develop more lean mass, which is going to raise their body weight, but in a healthy way. So I think if someone looks on and looks at the BMI scale and it says they're over 25, then it says the word overweight, people are automatically shocked and say, well, I'm overweight, I should lose weight. But in most cases, probably 25 is a really low estimate, and someone could be very healthy and have a BMI of 25.
Yes, so I've even come up with 23 some points in my, you know, and I'm like, I don't feel like that at all. So now once we've figured out with body composition, body fat, using the BMI, you know, kind of taking a look in the mirror naked at our own bodies, then what do we do to get to that perfect weight? Do you feel, Brian, that it is a combination of diet and exercise, and which one do you think is more important if you had to choose?
Well, speaking as an exercise physiologist, I probably should say that exercise is the most important, but I think in reality, it's diet is going to be the most important element because it's so much easier to gain weight kind of in benign ways. Just an extra is a statistic that we use here where I worked is that 100 calories a day adds up to an extra 10 to 11 pounds per year. If somebody just ate 100 extra calories per day, which would not be a difficult thing to do, it's probably, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Pretty easy to get an extra 100 calories a day. And so, no, I'm only eating 100 calories too much. But if you do the 100 calories per day, that does add up to 11 pounds a year. But exercise, having said that, exercise is really essential in helping maintain body weight because we have to burn off calories, and most of us are eating more than our resting metabolic rates every day. So we have to include some type of activity, and ACSM standards say somewhere between 60 and 90 minutes of just general activity in a day should burn off calories if people are eating a a recommended amount of calories.
Now, do you think that when they say 60 to 90 minutes, you know, this is a question people ask me all the time, can it be in shorter bouts, or does it have to be all in one fell swoop? Because people don't always have the time for that.
Right, and burning the calories accumulates throughout the day. You know, you can improve your fitness by exercising more vigorously, but if all you do is you just move around more throughout the day and walk here and there and do other what we call ADLs or activities of daily living, then you do accumulate the same amount of calories burned if you did 90 minutes consecutively as opposed to, you know, 5 minutes here and 15 or 20 minutes here and then still accumulating those 90 minutes.
So if you find out your perfect body weight, and in just a minute here, I would like to talk also about waist size, Brian, because, you know, waist size, people do abdominal exercises and they're cardiovascular to try and burn off fat, and it seems to be more research now around our waist sizes, whether or not that contributes to heart disease. And when we look at ourselves naked and we don't think of our perfect weight, usually we look at our stomach, at our waist.
Right, and that's because abdominal fat is the more dangerous fat. It's the more unhealthy fat. So trying to maintain a healthy waist circumference is probably an indicator, again, of better health in general.
Well, and we can't all be Scarlett O'Hara with her 18-inch waist, but, you know, I would think for women, really anything below 30, 32, 33, you know, up to 35 is getting into the safer fat, and men somewhere less than 40, really.
Right.
You know, something along those lines. Now, how do we get there? You talked about the activities for daily living, exercise, diet. You know, we've learned so much about that stuff over the years. But what is your favorite exercise for getting us to that perfect weight? Is it strength training? Is it cardiovascular?
I think the big calorie burner for most people will be aerobic, because you want to try and accumulate, as we said before, 60 to 90 minutes. And most people are not going to do strength training for 60, 90 minutes per day. But they may find 60 to 90 minutes of general activity, whether it's walking or taking a group class at a gym or, you know, even doing DVDs at home, whatever it is that will accumulate that. I think that the latest research coming from ACSM and other health organizations is showing now that strength training is more and more important, because we need to develop that that better lean mass base, because it burns more calories, it makes us stronger, it gives us better coordination and balance, and is just generally the healthy body composition that we want.
And when you talk about aerobic and calorie burning, what's your favorite aerobic exercise?
For me, it's biking. If I'm going to go do something that's a little bit more vigorous, I have a dog that requires my attention for at least 40 minutes a day, or else she gets a little cranky. So she always gets at least 40 minutes of walking every day. So I get a base of 40 minutes to 60 minutes of walking. But if I want to go out and do something that's a little more vigorous, I will definitely go biking, mountain biking, or sometimes take a spinning class.
Now, in the last 30 seconds or so, Brian, wrap it up for us on finding and figuring out your perfect body weight and then staying there.
I think BMI is probably a good starting point. Again, you're trying to aim for 25 if you're going to use your BMI. And it's really easy to go online and find a BMI calculator website, and then that's probably the easiest way to start. And then, as you said, the follow-up is that waist circumference. For men, it should be less than 40, and for women, it should be less than 35.
So those are the things that you need to know to find out your perfect body weight. And then once you find it out, getting that exercise in, watching what you eat, that extra 100 calories a day will add up really a lot to up to 10 pounds a year. Think about that. So that's how you want to try and train, motivate, and perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.